Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the 5-Minute Shift for Moms. I have a very special episode for you today. It is a bonus episode where I interview Megan Fitzgerald, a mind-body fitness expert, and she's going to talk about all the ways to decrease your overwhelm around fitness and eating. Tune in to hear what she has to say. I have my business bestie and mindset fitness guru, Megan Fitzgerald, here to chat about all things decreasing overwhelm around healthy eating and fitness. And I'll let you introduce yourself.
Oh gosh, you did a really good job. Thank you so much for having me, Steph. This is amazing. You've been on my podcast a few times and now I'm so happy to be on yours. Okay. Introduce myself. Yes, I am a life coach, a business coach, and I work with women in body and business to help them up-level with confidence, with energy, with asking for what they need so that they can just go out and do the big things in this life that they want to do. No more holding themselves back. So I work one-on-one, I work in a group capacity, and then I have an online fitness platform called The Set, Mindset and Movement. Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about ways to decrease some overwhelm or blocks around healthy eating or around fitness. Because something that I hear a lot is I don't have enough time to get that workout in. I know that I have to do it and I should do it. And it's a struggle for a lot of moms to fit in and figure out how to do it.
Totally. I think the first thing that I would say from what you just said then was I have to do it and I should do it. And I really want to help moms and all women know that you don't have to, and you shouldn't if you can't. Okay. Because then placing that, I should, it keeps us very small. It keeps us in lack. It takes the power away from us. Right. And we don't have to. However, if this is something you want to do, very different energy than I have to, right? When I think I have to do something, I dread it. Like you tell me I have to do something and I'm like, screw you. I don't want to do it. Right. But it's like, okay, if I take a step back and I remember my why do I want to do this? And I get to the bottom of that. And once you think about it, sometimes people are like, wait a second, maybe this isn't even on my priority list right now. So you can take those have to's and those shoulds right off, or you remember your why and you're like, you know what? I want more energy. You know what? These extra 5 pounds on my body, they don't feel so great. I know I can do better. So I want to get them off. And then you're like, okay, how do I do that? I get to work out. I choose to work out. I can find time and make time, right? I think that is step number one, not I have to, or I should, is just getting to the, I can, I want to, I get to.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And it's so true. We're going around saying I should, or I have to, which makes us feel so terrible about ourselves because it's like we're beating ourselves up for something that we're not doing. And you're right. No one has to do anything. You don't have to work out. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't work out if you don't want to. So with the women that you work with and specifically the moms, what are some of the whys that you hear?
Yeah. Well, first thing that is like surface level is I have to lose the baby weight. That's that their why is to get back to their body before the baby. And I think that is just conditioning from society. Like we have to do that 9 months in, 9 months out, like you should lose the baby weight by 9 months. And I just think that is a bunch of BS. I'm trying not to swear. I'm doing my best in case there's little ears listening. I think that is a bunch of BS, right? It's like you can and you get to, right? But the why from once I dig down with my clients, it's like we peel back the layers of the shoulds and have to's and get to the why. Some of the whys that I absolutely love: more energy to play with my kids, more strength so that I can be lifting them up, spinning them around. And we're not going to make this only for other people, of course, but I think those are top level. It's like, oh, okay. If I am going to get stronger, this could benefit everybody. Oh, if I am going to lose weight, okay, this could benefit everybody too. That's really cool. Oh, and then the why is to feel really confident in my clothes. That feels good. To sit down and not have like extra stuff hanging out that I know doesn't need to be there anymore, right? There's the weight that we gain during pregnancy and after, and just because of life stuff. And then there's weight that we gain that's a direct result of how we're treating our body. right? So how you look, how you move, how you feel in your body is a direct reflection of what you eat and how active you are. That's it. That's all it is. And a lot of times your genetics, right? Yeah. That's all it is. It's nothing more. It doesn't make you a good person. Doesn't make you a bad person. There's no morality attached to it. We make it that way. And when you think about it that way, just black and white, oh, okay. My body looks this way because of how I'm eating, how I'm moving, or how I'm not moving. Got it. So it's up to me. I get to change it. Oh, and then the why becomes to feel empowered, to feel strong in mind and body.
I love that so much. And I've seen that on my own fitness journey. Just starting last September, I really started to focus on it for myself because I was so focused on business and other things the past couple of years. And I made it such a priority to focus on my own fitness journey. So I started doing tennis and I started doing some in-person workouts. We can talk about my at-home workouts next. But I've noticed that as I started to get stronger, I noticed I had more energy with my kids. I noticed that I'm able to lift more and even going to the workout classes, seeing myself in the mirror, just like those little shifts, being able to appreciate that about myself because of the hard work that I've put in and how not only I'm benefiting, but like my family and my kids are benefiting too.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times as moms, I'm sure you talk about this a ton. It's hard for us to do something when it's only for ourselves because we feel selfish or we're taking time away from our kids, right? So if your step up in thought just to get you to do it is like, okay, I'm doing this. It'll help my family too. Then fine. That's good enough. It's not selfish to only want to do it for you, but sometimes it's hard for moms to think that way, right? Like I can't take that 30 minutes away from my family, but if it's like, it's actually going to benefit your family, if that's what's going to help you do it, then go with that thought, like lean into that.
I love that so much. And it is something I talk about all the time with moms that I coach because they feel guilt and like they're a bad mom if they're taking time away. But one of the things that I do is have them gather evidence. So I had a client who felt so guilty staying home while her family went to the park, walking to the park, and she felt like she had to be there. It's like, okay, let's just try it once. Let's just be a detective. We're going to try this once or twice. This doesn't have to be your new norm. Let's see what happens. And she stayed home. She did things like work out, did the laundry, just literally had time for herself. And she was like, I was such a better mom with my kids when they were home. I was more excited. I was more connected. I was more playful versus the burnt out mom I would have been if I went to the playground, then had to play with them afterwards. And the time with them didn't equal quality. I was a better mom, a better quality mom when I had that time to myself.
Totally.
So I love that point, right? Like sometimes it's like a step up thought, I'll do this for my family. But once you recognize that it is in benefit of them and you, it's such a different ballgame.
100%. So valuable.
Okay. So I have two personal things to chat about. One, first of all, the set is fabulous. I did it for a month and this is what I want to talk about, my at-home workout struggle, but it was one of the only things that I could do and get through. And I committed and I did it and it was fabulous. So everyone check out the set. Generally though, I have a hard time motivating myself to work out at home in my basement without other people around me, without someone like breathing down my neck. How can I shift that so that I can do it more?
Sure. Love that. First of all, thank you for being part of the set. Steph and I used to work out together one-on-one. Yeah. I was her Pilates instructor and I would go to her house and make her move. And she was great.
Like, do the workouts in between. You'd give me all the things and then you'd come. You'd be like, did you do anything? I was like, no. Nope.
You're like literally nothing. I'm like, okay, well, I'm here now. So let's go. All good. So the thing about at-home workouts, you know, they were never my jam till COVID. And when the world shut down, I was 2 months pregnant with my third baby and I had to jump online all of a sudden and teach on video. And I was like, oh my God, what? My whole world was like shaken up. And then I started doing it and I was like, wait a second, this is legit a thing because I'm calling on myself, my like inner motivation and strength. It's building a whole new muscle to stay disciplined to do it at home. And here's the thing. You don't have to feel motivated. You don't have to want to do it. You just get to do it anyway because you're sacrificing that discomfort in the moment of the like, oh, I don't want to, for the greater good of what you really do want. right? So place the importance on what you do want. And that discomfort that you're feeling in the moment is just that. It's discomfort. You don't have to feel motivated. Do you feel motivated every day to shower? You're not like, oh my, I can't wait to shower.
I hate washing my hair.
100%. I barely do it. But I do it even on the days I don't want to, because I don't want to look like a scrubby, haggard wreck.
Yeah.
So I'll straighten it and I'll do the things and whatever, because that's what I want more than the discomfort in the moment, right? So knowing that you don't have to feel motivated.
I love that too. I use the example with clients, like if you have a pet, you have a dog, Maui, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Like you're not motivated to walk them, but like if it's raining and snowing, like you don't want to, but like you're committed to it because like you love them and they got to go outside and you don't want your house to be a mess. So is it like a similar thing?
Yes.
When I get into the workouts, okay, I can get myself there, but then they're like 10 more. And I like pick up my phone and check who emailed me. What do I do in the moment to stay committed to that workout and not check out or do 5 instead of 20?
Okay. Something that helps me, because I have the exact same thing, right? I'm not superhuman. I feel called and I feel pulled in all of the different directions too. So I say, stay here now. Stay here now, stay here now, stay on the mat, stay here now, stay here now, stay here now. So I know people that can meditate for like 30 minutes a day. I cannot, I'm not at that level. It's not even something I'm putting on my want to do list right now, but to get to that 30 minutes, they had to resist the call all through that, right? They started with 5, then they did 10, then they did 15, then they did 20, right? And it's the resisting. And again, it's like building a whole new muscle to stay here, stay now, stay present, stay in it. I say a lot, stay on your mat, stay on your mat. Literally, figuratively, mentally, physically, stay on your mat, stay in your body, stay connected to your body. Because the second you're done with this workout, everything is pulling your attention and you're not connected to your body anymore. And I think it's so important, especially for women, to be able to breathe and feel their lungs expand and their belly expand and their muscles turn on and their blood flow. After that 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, that's gone. That's the only time you get to do that.
I love that, because I see a parallel when moms scream or they react is that they're disconnecting from their body and they're not getting the cues of their chest tightening, their jaw clenching, the heat rising. They're not feeling that. They're just reacting to it. So I love the parallel here of being and feeling what's happening in your body, even if it's uncomfortable.
You know what's interesting? Yes. But this came to me that maybe one reason a lot of women avoid that feeling is because it is so parallel to their nervous system, like short circuiting, right? So when you are on the mat and there is 10 more, that's when it gets really hard. That last 10 is when it's super intense and you're getting hot in your body and you're feeling like you want to leave. So maybe it's that parallel that you want to leave. You want to escape that situation. You don't want to feel that because it feels unsafe. It feels really uncomfortable. Yeah. But then the mantra can just be like, I'm safe. I'm getting stronger.
Yeah.
I'm getting stronger. Yeah. I'm safe. This is okay. I'm held. I'm supported.
I love that. That is a really interesting parallel that I never thought of too. Like you're activating your nervous system to a point where it may feel unsafe and stressed and anxious, and you want to avoid that.
Totally. That's why I tell a lot of women and moms and people, you know, I'm not going to poo-poo on cycling and that world and everything. Some women love it. But if you are already stressed and at a high level, the cortisol is raised all day long and you're reacting and you're yelling and your life is super busy and you put yourself in that room with all of the lights and all of the sound and all of the yelling, like that is not doing you any favors at all, that you're just staying in that state. And even though it feels comfortable for you, that's what you're used to. It's not actually what your body needs. Yes. So having the calm down, I hear all the time, like, oh, I hate yoga. I'm not a yoga instructor. Like, oh, I can't pay attention. I can't sit still. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's like, well, what you resist the most is what you need the most sometimes.
Yeah. So, that is really interesting. Depending where your nervous system state is at, using a type of movement that will help you get to that, I like call the window of tolerance, that centered place. Okay. So were you going to say something about motivation?
I was going to say something about motivation. Okay. So you were talking about finding evidence to support that this is a good decision, right? Mm-hmm. So when you don't want to do a workout, exactly like you were saying with walking the dog, find evidence to support that you can do things even when you don't want to do them.
right? I have a client. She's like, oh my God, I come home drunk at the end of the night. I did my skincare routine. I'm like, did you want to do your skincare routine? She's like, no, it's so annoying. It takes so many steps. I'm like, but you did it anyway. She's like, oh, you got me. Right. So there's so many things that we do that we don't necessarily want to do, but we do them because it creates like a greater good and it betters our life somehow, some way, even if it is just walking the dog. The dog didn't go to the bathroom on your rug, right? That means better life. Happy dog.
Yeah.
So you can work out even if you don't want to, because it means stronger, more energized, feeling good in your clothes, more confidence, more all of the things.
I love that so much. I love the ability to find evidence. Okay. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is my snacking. I think the work from home thing has, you know, for a lot of people kept us in the kitchen a little bit more. Between clients, I'll just go downstairs. I'll grab some potato chips. I'll grab things that like seem easy to eat. And that give me like immediate satisfaction, like some salty potato chips. What is one thing that I can do? Cause I also notice like, I get like a little teeny burst of energy, but then I get like a little bit of a down blah feeling. What is one thing that I can do, or if moms at home are finding themselves snacking while their kids are watching TV or playing, to be more mindful of that?
It's so simple, simple question. Am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I bored? Check in, check in. We ignore our hunger cues a lot of times and we'll get like out of control hangry. And then other times we ignore our thirst or our boredom or our stress. And then we eat to buffer. So buffer is just, we know this term, right? It's a very coachy term, but it's avoiding any emotion, right? So it's sometimes it is all of those things. So my question to you is, in between clients, what would be the why that you're snacking on the chips?
I think I'm looking for a burst of energy.
Hmm. Okay. So how else could you get that burst?
I think I could move my body. Like even if it's just like shaking or running in place or taking my dog for a quick walk, right? In the moment, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that, right? It's so much easier to go downstairs and have a quick snack, but I think I'm looking for a little bit of energy in an easy way.
Hey, totally. 100%. So perfect. You could quickly put on some music. What I do, get on the floor, some cat cows, some down dogs, boom, ready for the next client. I schedule myself back to back to back, like a not smart person, but you can also, now it's getting nice, just go outside, sit on your back deck, let the sun hit your skin.
Yeah, I love that.
Breathe, keep it simple.
And what would be a good alternative besides the chips or the, you know, that like salty carby snack? What would be a good alternative?
Sunshine isn't enough for you. You need actual substance.
Okay. What could I eat in the sunshine?
As I was saying that, I'm like, someone's going to be like, no, woman, I'm hungry. But if the answer is I'm hungry. Okay,
if
great.
The answer is that I'm hungry. Like,
yeah.
If the answer is that I like, I'm hungry, right? And that's a really good question, right? I'm looking for some energy and maybe I'm thinking the thing that's going to fill me is like a snack, but I'm going to try the movement and the workout and then check in with myself. And then if I am a teeny bit hungry.
Yeah. Which is fine. Your body's hungry. This is how we live, right? Sunlight, water, food. But here's the thing. The potato chips aren't necessarily going to give you energy. That's crap.
It is crap.
Not to say I don't eat potato chips too.
They're delicious, right? But I get that like dopamine. I get that like.
Exactly. It's not actually nurturing and nourishing your body. It's not actually giving you any type of vitamins and nutrients.
No.
It's just not. So this is so annoying, but it's just as easy to grab an apple as it is a bag of chips.
It is.
And anything in between. So what if you, I mean, cutting up vegetables is so annoying to me, but I'll buy them pre-cut sometimes, like peppers pre-cut. Pull out the hummus, just right in. Brilliant. I'll hard boil a bunch of eggs. And I do, this is the best ever, slice the egg, smear it with jalapeno hummus. That's my jam. You can do any hummus. Sprinkle it with everything but the bagel seasoning. It gets all the taste buds. There's fat, there's fiber, there's protein, there's lots of flavor. And all of that flavor is also going to give you the dopamine hit, the energy, all of the good things. And it's actually nutritious. Depending on what study you read. I mean, one week eggs are good, the next they're not. I'm just like, oh my God, can I live?
You can't.
Right.
Can't read any studies, right? I always
no studies.
To the moms. I'm like, if you look at like sleep training, there's so much research that it is amazing. And then there's so much research that bed sharing is amazing. Like you can't trust, like you got to go with what feels good for you.
100%.
So much research for such extreme areas.
Totally. Yes. So, and then another thing I'll have like the tofu prepackaged from Whole Foods. At this stage of life, I need things to be easy, right? And we think like bag of chips. Oh my gosh, that's so easy. But there are so many other things that are just as easy that we can do that actually set us up for that feeling of energy.
I love that too, because I always ask the moms that I coach, okay, what would make this easier for you? Like if I'm talking about morning routine or whatever, what can you say no to? So I love applying that in this situation. Like, how could I make this easy? Like buying the cut up peppers, boiling the eggs, getting the hummus. Like, what can I do to make it as easy as possible? Just like that, grabbing a bag of chips.
Yep.
I love that.
And then sometimes the extra step of slicing the egg, putting the hummus on, sprinkling with it, right? That's an extra, what, 35 seconds? That will make you question like, oh, am I actually hungry right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I am. This is totally worth it. Or like, you know what? I'll do that after my next client. I'm good.
I love this. Okay, yay. So tell us about the set. Because what I love about the set is the pairing the mindset with the workouts, which I think is missing in so many online workout spaces, because the mindset is such an important part. Like we've been chatting about all this whole thing of working out. So tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Okay. I love the set. So it is a workout for your body and mind set. We combine the two in every workout, just like you were saying. And I think it's so powerful because women tend to pick ourselves apart, right? Even if you are in a workout class, you're staring at yourself in the mirror, you're thinking about all of the flaws, you're hoping that nobody else is judging you, you're thinking that they are, but in staying quote unquote on your mat and staying in your body, and then you have me feeding these new thoughts for you that you can adopt as your own or not. But either way, it's going to be a higher vibe than you were thinking before. Even if you don't have a problem talking crap about your body, you might be coming in hot off of client meetings or a toddler tantrum or, you know, whatever it is, but coming in and you get to breathe with me and you get to move your body in a way that feels good. And I say, thank you, body. How many times a day do you say, thank you, body? Like probably never, right? Mm-hmm. In my class, you say it 5 times because our bodies do so much for us, whether or not we want to change the way they look aesthetically. The mindset is everything. Mindset is what you need to create lasting change. So that's why yo-yo diets are the diet industry is a $1 billion industry. People are dieting or they're not. Then they're dieting, then they're not. I want to keep this stable. The thing that diets are missing is mindset. The thing that workouts are missing is mindset. And so when you combine the two of them, especially when your blood is flowing, when you're raising your endorphins, and then you're feeding these new thoughts to yourself, they are so much more likely to stick. I need to find the study, speaking of studies, that tells you that this sticks. You know, it was a philosophy I first became aware of when I lived in New York City. Patricia Moreno, she was the founder of Intensati. So I remember at Equinox, there was this class of women would be like, I am strong. I am powerful, like movement to the words. And they were saying it over and over and over. And at that time, I'm like, these women are crazy. Like, what is this? But the line would be out the door. And I was like, okay, maybe there is something to this. And so I started just implementing it in my classes, as simple as holding a plank when I was holding a plank rather than I'm not strong enough. This sucks. When's it going to be over? It's this simple thought. I am getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. Even if I couldn't hold it for whatever, however long the teacher said, which I always do because I'm an overachiever when it comes to fitness. That thought versus this sucks, this is so hard, kept me going far longer. Made me want to do it more every single time. So they're not connected. I believe they are the same. They're everything. So they have mindset, movement, medicine. It's all one.
I love get that.
It inside the set.
It's amazing. I love that. And when I did the set for the month, it was hard as F. And that's why I was scrolling my phone in the middle, right? Like I needed stuff, right? And it was amazing. And it was one of the only workouts that I've done at home that I enjoyed and that I stuck with. What I love also about what you're saying is that like, we can like listen to a podcast or get information and feel really like high vibe after, but it doesn't really stick because it's not consistent and the information doesn't lead to actual change. So what it sounds like you're offering is like the transformation by implementation that over time it becomes like the new you.
Yes. Transformation by implementation, words that I've never said that I need to use to market the set. Thank you, Steph.
Yes. Okay. So my podcast is called The 5-Minute Shift. So I want to end. What is something that you can offer to my mom listeners that is just like a quick shift. I know we talked about a lot today that they can get off and take home with them today.
Okay. I think the quickest shift is I don't have to, I get to. I don't need to, I want to. And just giving ourselves that power back again, because when you think I have to or I need to, it's a power outside of you that is forcing you to do something. But when it's when I want to or I get to, I choose to, we give ourselves the power back and we give our power away a lot. And I want to help women to stop doing that because it is all a choice. It is up to us. You don't have to make dinner. You're choosing to make dinner. You can get takeout. Kids can eat cereal. They can go hungry. There's many different choices, right? But you get to, or you choose to. Same with workouts. You don't have to move your body. Plenty of people on this planet don't. But if you're choosing to feel really good and really strong, you get to work out and you want to. So just shifting that, catching yourself when you say it, when you're thinking the, I have to, I need to, just catch yourself. Take a breath. Ah, I get to.
I love that. Okay. If people want to find you or work with you, I'll link it in the show notes, but just tell us quickly.
Thank you. So you can find me on Instagram. I hang out there mostly at megfitz.gerald, megfitz.gerald, megfitz.gerald. You can find me at meganfitzgerald.com and you can email me anytime at hello@meganfitzgerald.com. And Megan is MEAGAN.
Awesome. And I will link that in the show notes.
Thank you
so much for coming on. I love having these chats with you.
Same. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Okay. So if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to StephanieRCoaching.com/consult to sign up.